You have questions. Find your answers at starspsychics.com.
Hello, I'm Natalie, owner of starspsychics.com. I am dedicated to providing affordable access to spiritual advisors. Here are two satisfied clients who will tell you what it's like to work with me.
Quoting Jackie.
It's a comfortable site. Everybody is so friendly. They treat you like family.
Barb added this about Natalie.
She's a kind and caring person who gives accurate readings.
You have questions? Find your answers today at starspsychics.com. That's stars with a Z, psychics.com.
Hi, everybody. I'm sure you missed me last week. I didn't have a show. I had some oral surgery. I'm recuperating fine. I'm able to talk and walk. Everything is going good. I always hate when I have to cancel a show, but there was no way I could talk last Wednesday. But here I am. And I want to remind everybody about the magazine, mysticlivingtoday.com. I'll be contacting everybody for new things for the June issue. If you have anything that you want to send to me, like, you know, book excerpt, poetry, press releases, I do those also. Any kind of announcements. I mean, the magazine is for all of you. And you send it to me with an image. I'd like to have an image, or I'll ask you for one if I don't get one. And I think people like to see, they like to look at pictures, believe it or not. I know I do. You probably do. All my listeners probably love that. I don't just like to put text there. So I think that's good. So send them to me at starscast@mysticlivingtoday.com. And there's, I don't think there's anything that I have refused in all the years of the magazine. And it started in 1999. So think about that. Gee whiz, I've been doing this a long time, right? And, of course, the radio show is over 8 years old, 8 years old this past September. And, of course, stars with a Z, psychics.com. We're there for you. I know it's tough monetarily for everybody, and I'm hoping that all of you are keeping safe. I know I am. Oh, gosh, I have been to the dentist twice, three times, and that's it. Doesn't that sound exciting? And that's it. I stay home. I'm outside. I sit on my porch. I listen to the birds. I watch the birds. I watch everything that's out there. It's so soothing. I just take my landline with me. I don't take my cell phone. But you have to be safe, everybody. And don't be fooled by going out and not social distance. You have to keep doing it because anything can change. It can just flip right over again. And we'll be back where we started. But anyways, let's bring on my guest. She's a healer, a teacher, an author. Oh, wait till you hear about this latest book that she did. And we were already chatting a little bit. And her name is Cheryl Melody Baskin. But I am going to call her Melody during the show because that's what she likes. And I love that name. And I have a Melody that works for me also. So it's easy. So let's bring her in. How are you today, Melody?
Just fine, Natalie, and I'm glad you're on the way to recovery yourself. I can't imagine.
You know, it was just one of those things, and but I was asleep. I mean, yeah. But you know, I have to say this to everybody if they were concerned. I was treated like a little princess there. I mean, from the consultation to the actual time of surgery. I mean, I had two nurses with me and, of course, the oral surgeon. And, I mean, it was like, it was easy. My heart wasn't fluttering. I mean, I was calm, relaxed. And I was just telling Melody that the only thing that's bothering me is that I can't eat French fries. Well, I'm going to try this weekend because of what happened. And I have another week yet of kind of, you get kind of tired, believe it or not, of ice cream and Jell-O and puddings and yogurt, and doesn't it sound awful? And you can't have munchies. You know, and I was telling Melody that you don't realize what you're going to miss until you can't have it. And I said to my son, I'm going to get a McDonald's a large fry as soon as I can, because that's what I want. And he said, good, we're going to do that. But a toasted sandwich, I probably can't have that till next week. But anyways, let's get on with this beautiful author and everything that she's done. Her latest book is that it was published in October of 2019 is Heart Dreamers, Stepping into Life, Love, Creativity, and Dreams, No Matter What. I love that. No matter what. So We're going to ask her, what does that mean? But first, I want to find out, Melody, how did this all start for you? Did you write as a little girl? Did you, you know, do a journal? What did you do? How? What made you decide to write? And also, you entertain? I'm on your site right now, and I've never known anybody to do so many things like yourself. Oh, my goodness. How do you have time for everything? How do you have time?
It really all merges into one, you know, and it's all coming from love and creating messages that get love out there in the universe more, and compassion and inclusion and that kind of thing. I really started with music being my main career. You know, I've always been a singer and an educator. And then all of a sudden, songs started to come through me with messages in them for children. And then later on, I started writing songs for adults to open their hearts, to help healing. And got involved in sound healing as well, bringing my crystal bowls and chakra bowls. And that really has been the majority of my life's work. But in 2016, I heard an inner voice saying, you have a book inside you to write. You have something to write. So I wrote my first book. It's a little book. Somebody said it's like getting a big hug, and it's called Shift of Heart, S-H-I-F-T. I have to be careful how I say that word. Shift
yes.
of Heart.
Yeah. Yes, we have to emphasize the shift with a T.
There's an F.
S-H-I-F-T, right. Yep.
Paths to Healing and Love, and I wrote that book pretty easily. I just put my record, I have recording equipment here, and just let it come out, you know, just sort of channeled it, and you know, there it was. Heart Dreamer came to me. I wasn't really looking to write another book. I was happy singing and writing my music. I have 9 albums, some for adults and some for children. But, you know, I have always just followed the whispers, what I call followed the whispers, the threads. And I listened. I really try to listen to my heart and my inner voice. So there I was folding laundry, and all of a sudden I saw the words Heart Dreamer with a big hyphen in between the heart and the dreamer, which I knew meant that our hearts are connected to our dreams, of course, right? And
I thought,
what is that? What is that? Oh, that's not going to be another project, is it? You know, I can be very resistant at first to these whispers because, I don't know, it takes a lot of self-sacrifice when you're in the middle of a project. And but I, thank goodness, I have a higher part of myself that listens. And I realized I'd just been given a gift, and it was time to write. Everything I've learned in my long years on this planet, and encourage other people to leave time to daydream. I've always been a dreamer, but not everybody's that lucky, you know. Some people.
Oh, never, I am big
never,
time. Big time.
You are.
But you would figure
people,
me to be a big dreamer. You, when we talked before the show went on, you know already what I'm about. Yeah.
We're both heart dreamers. And,
yes.
Here's a passage from Heart Dreamer, and you tell me whether this fits you, and your audience can see whether it fits them. And it's
okay.
Never too late like this. Heart Dreamers look up at the stars with dreams in their eyes, trust in the magical mystery of the unknown, honor their truth, and embrace life with love, courage, and curiosity. When a creative idea flashes through their mind, they open their heart, pay attention, and listen. They know that creativity is a gift, and they call this gift, in essence, what a heart dreamer is. And that's kind of how I've always lived my life. I didn't say, oh, I'm going to perform, or, oh, I'm going to write a book. Right. It just evolved. You know, different things would happen, and I would just hear, it's time to do this, it's time to do that. And it merges with my music, because in my books I have lyrics to some of my music as well that fits the particular chapter. So
that's, oh, yeah.
I don't
fits,
know if
it
I...
It fits for me. You know, as a little girl, I did a lot of that. I call it daydreaming. I mean, I because I was an only child, and everybody knows the story, I was alone a lot. But it didn't bother me. I managed to survive with it, if you want to call it survive with it. And I just, and then as I got older, it never stopped for me. And now, where I am right now, I have to be careful, because I can slip into that so easily and allow myself just to be carried away. I have a good story to tell you. I would really have a good story to tell you. But and I don't ever give up, and I have all the faith in the world. And even if I don't have any proof of what I know inside, it doesn't stop me. Oh, Melody, it doesn't stop me at all. I will never give up. Never. I don't do that. You know, maybe I am just a dreamer, but there's nothing wrong with that. I believe in things that you cannot see, and you'll hear at the end of the show what I always say, and it's the truth. But, like, for you, I mean, you stepped into this, the music world, and then you went into your writing, and it was not the same for me. I fell into everything. I guess I didn't fall into it, but, like, my first site, I have three of them. My first website, I had a partner then, and then we parted ways, like, within 8 months, because she was just not a dreamer like me. She was like, you know, this way. No, you can't do it. You got to kind of like roll with things. So anyways, we parted ways, and I took it on myself, and I thought, oh, how am I going to do this? I got to find a webmaster. And it was easy. I mean, I didn't even have to look. They just, now I have one almost 10 years. And you see what happened is I call it divine order. I was supposed to start with the first one. Then I did the magazine the next year, and that fell in my lap. Everybody says, oh, Natalie, you can do this. Well, I didn't even know what an e-zine was, Melody, at all. This was like 20 years ago. I didn't know. Nobody knew. Did you know? Nobody knew. I mean, the world has changed. But I was advanced, I guess, because look what's happened. And my magazine... The other side I have is a great accomplishment, but the magazine is what really took a lot of work. As you know, when you're dealing with authors and publicists and all of that, and you have to set dates and all of that, you have to fine-tune anything. But it didn't start that way for me at all. I don't know about with you, but it hasn't been a tough path for me as far as my work. I mean, like, when I take something, say something from your book, and I put it in the magazine, I put a picture of the book, a picture of you, when I am doing that, I'm on a different level. Takes me sometimes 2 or 3 days solid. But it's like I'm lifted to another place, and I just soar with it.
Yeah, it raises the vibration.
It does, really high. And that's when I know... inside, you're really doing what you're supposed to be doing.
That's one of your loves
right there, is promoting people like yourself for everybody in the world who might not know who you are. And same thing with the radio show. I do the same thing with it. It crushes me when I can't do a show. I mean, but I'm back on track now and everything, but I love what I do, and I know you love what you do. Now, tell us about stepping into life, love, and creativity and dreams, no matter what. See, I love that. I love those words together. No matter what.
Caught on right away to the importance of that tagline. It's the most important, that no matter what has happened to you in your childhood, no matter what your childhood wounds are or your adult wounds are, no matter whether you're in the pandemic or not, you know, no matter what,
right.
You've got to keep on going and keep on with dreams in your heart and write them down and take small action steps and keep visualizing and keep saying healthy words to yourself, positive affirmations that cancel out insensitive words that maybe adults had said to you when you were a kid, because you have the power within yourself to be who you want to be and how you want to project yourself. And so the no matter what is to really support everybody to transcend anything that's ever gone on. That's not your badge. You don't want to wear that badge. You know, you have so many gifts that are as plain as the nose on your face. They don't even require a college degree. It's fine.
No.
You know, it's fine. You have one or two, but there's so many things that are gifts that we don't even realize are gifts. So I just seek to inspire people to find their innermost truth and discover it and journal, write about it, and then go for it. And that's my passion. I just love it. I have a web Facebook site of over 800 people, and your audience is welcome to join. It's called Shift, SHIFT, of Heart. I named it after my first book. There are people from all over the world, and the intention is to support each other and to uplift each other and spread more light and healing and all of those wonderful things. And it's a very safe, non-judgmental site, you know, for people to belong to. And I'm the founder and moderator of it. And it just keeps growing and growing. And I love doing my intuitive life coaching videos where I get people to, you know, I just give them a pep talk, you know, that no matter
yeah.
what, you do this. And also, you know, this pandemic is a major challenge, but it's just so important to go back to the present moment, go back to breath. And, you know, realize you are alive and you have no idea what's going to happen, and just find joy in the small things no matter what, and keep on dreaming and keep on imagining what your life is going to be like in the future. So
That's true. And you inspire. I mean, you know, I call people like you champions. I have especially one champion, she's listening right now. She just thinks that I can do anything. Natalie gets a hold of it, she runs with it, and it's going to be a success. Well, I guess I have to say yes, everything that I've taken on, except this fairy tale that I keep writing and putting it down. And, you know, everybody says, well, when it's ready, it'll go, but it's not going to be ready until that special man comes in my life, because it's about him and I. And I already know that. Once that happens, and I'm a believer, I mean, as difficult as it might sound, it doesn't matter to me. I don't give up, and I know what it's about, and so I think that's why I'm holding it up. Somebody said, well, you should write it, and then it'll happen. No, it doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way for me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's very spiritual, very uplifting. It's a fairy tale. But it doesn't mean it can't come true, because once it all unfolds at the end, then I can tell everybody that this
right.
is real. And you know, I'm going to say this again. My little granddaughter, started it a couple of years ago, and I worked on it, and she was listening, and she says, can I take this to school? She started the ninth grade to my English class. And I said, well, I don't know. I mean, it's like, it's not fantasy, but no, she said, I want my teacher to hear this. So she read it to her. The teacher had to read it to the class, what I had done. And she told my granddaughter, she says, I hope I get to see this in a book. And I was so impressed. I was so impressed, Melody, because I've never sat down and wrote anything, but I did this. But it came from within. It came from the love that I have within. And one day, hopefully, I'll be happy to say I got it all ready to go and it's published. And this is, I have several names I can choose, and I even know what the cover's going to look like. But I can't. Isn't that weird? I guess it's not really weird. I mean, you know, you probably understand it. You and I were talking before the show, and you said you looked me up, and we're on the same vibration. We are, you know, we are very, very similar. And because you had dreams and I have dreams and people out there listening have dreams, and it doesn't mean just, and if somebody says, oh, that's crazy, that's never going to happen, that's when you stand tall, and I'm only 5'2", you stand tall and you say, want to make a bet? Don't go toe-to-toe with me. I know because I feel it inside. It's not wrong. It's right. So right. I'm sure that's how you felt when you started your journey. Maybe you don't necessarily have to have somebody that's a champion. I didn't have anybody then, but I certainly have this lady right now. And I have another lady, but especially this one, because she's not that much older than me, but she mothers me. You know, you always have people in your life that are like that.
That's,
you know?
Wonderful.
Yeah. She's probably laughing. But anyways, okay, so dreams. So if you feel that if you spend time thinking about, you consider it to be like a daydream or something of that nature, that you can develop it into something real. It doesn't mean that it's not going to happen for you. It doesn't at all.
Yeah.
Because it's no matter what, no matter how silly it sounds to someone else,
right.
But to you it's real. Your book was real to you. You did it. You knew.
Yeah. It's all about.
I bow to you. I think it's wonderful.
It's all about.
I think that name just, it resonated with me. It really, really did. I loved it. Yes.
It's all about trust and faith and surrender and then self-belief. Whether you have somebody in your corner or not, you have to believe in yourself. And then, like Emily Dickinson said, I dwell in possibility. So, you know, that's it, you know, just, and I just want to say one thing about what you said about your fairy tale. The fact that the teacher said that, I hope I one day see that in a book. That is what I'm talking about in terms of a wisdom whisper. Someone
I never thought
that
of it that way. Yeah.
Yes, and you need to continue to follow that whisper. Never give up. You won't give up. I know you won't. And it'll
no,
cut you
I
have
don't.
Trust.
No, I don't. Even as
right?
a young child, you're right about that, Melody. It's on my word. It's locked up. I have it locked, so nobody has it. And I never thought of that as a whisper. That was a couple years ago. She's going to be entering the 11th grade, so that was just 2 years ago when she started the 9th grade. And she came to me. Well, no, she called me when she got home. She said, "You're not going to believe this." And I said, "She said, do you really think one day it'll get published?" I said, "Well, but I got to work on it." She says, "You'll do it. You'll do it." She calls me Grambo. Like Rambo? Grambo. Well,
that's great.
Isn't
that
the cutest thing? Because she thinks I can do anything.
Yeah.
And I
said,
"But I can't swim and I can't skate." And she said, "Yes, but if you had to, you would." I just know it, she said. It's the greatest compliment I could hear from anybody is your own granddaughter saying that. And
that's
is that sweet? Yeah, Grambo.
Yeah.
She doesn't call me that all the time, but her friends say, "Why do you call her that?" Or Gram or Gram. It's not Grammy. It's not Grandma. She's just got these little. And I'm just very endearing to me. I just love it. So yeah. But that's nice that you said that. I got a whisper, and I didn't even know it. I didn't even know it.
Yeah. I even have an album called Listen to the Whispers. I have all kinds of songs about it. It's just about listening to the whispers and then having the trust and the faith and the self-belief to just keep following it and keep doing it and visualize. And it's all inner work, isn't it? It's like it's all inside you. I mean, I don't even believe as a creativity specialist, I
I think we need to keep our dreams to ourselves for a while. They're very sacred. And if you tell the wrong person about your dream and they're kind of a negative, you know, they'll say something that will kibosh it, then there goes your whole, you know, there goes that feeling. So for a while, when you have a seed of a dream, it's important to just water it yourself, keep it to yourself, take action steps, and then at the right time and with the right person, share it. Because some
right.
dreams need to be held sacred.
Yeah. Yeah, and see, she's really the only one that knows about what it's like. I've never told anybody, not even my son. He doesn't even know. And because she's a little whimsical like me. She's like, she's spiritual, you know. And so I knew she would understand. And she read it and she says, I have to take this to school. She says, I want everybody to hear this. I'm thinking, oh, Jesus. You know,
yeah,
but it was wonderful, and she still asks me, are you writing little notes? I says, yeah, I do, you know, when I'm sitting outside, and I think, Melody, like you, you'll get a whisper. It's time to do it. You got to do it now.
Exactly.
Somebody, or I'll just hear it, because I do hear. I'm clairaudient. I'll hear something. It's time to do it. Just get into it. You know, I think a lot of people out there are probably very similar to you and I, and they have all these ideas, but our fears hold us back, or we don't have people like you saying, come on, you can do this, you know, this is good.
Yeah, you got to follow it, and, you know, it doesn't matter what people think. It's the main thing is, does it make you feel warm inside? Does it speak to your passion? Does it make you feel that feeling of bliss? Are you contributing to you know, the universe, or even to one person?
Right.
You know, and making a difference. I mean, that's all I want to do in life is help people and open my heart and help them feel inspired to follow their truth and believe in themselves and
right,
you know,
empowered and go with what you believe in. Yeah, we are
no,
of the same. I have to say, same cloth. I want to say,
yeah. Same choir.
You know, you said you looked me up because you wanted to know all about me, and you knew right away that this was going to be about you and I talking about similarities. And. And that's what I love to do it's not really an interview, it's a talk. I mean, we talk. I mean, what's so great about it. I've never had anybody complain ever because I can ask you all these questions that my gal Jackie did. And while we're talking about that, I do want to thank Candy. She's in the room. She did all the marketing for you. Everything on Facebook, everything on Twitter. I think she's got something in Instagram. I have that. And it's really, it's wonderful. She's one of my champions too.
That's
and she
wonderful.
Wrote to me, she says, Miss Natalie does not have the word failure in her vocabulary. That's probably true.
Right.
I mean,
that's
let's put it this way, like you, I've never given up totally and said, oh, I can't do that. I'm not going to do it. Goodbye. Nope, never. I've never done that in my whole life.
Yeah,
even
that's not
no matter what I was doing. It didn't matter. I was reading at a high level in school. Nothing stopped me. But I was all contained. I was all shy. I was within. I didn't get inspired, but I really think I did. I just got inspired from things that you couldn't see and guided. And sometimes, I dream and you probably do the same thing, and others listening, and it just kind of makes you feel good. It takes you away, and if you want to be in a certain setting, you can do that. Let your mind go. Do it. You can be in another country. You know, I've been watching a lot of planet Earth stuff, and I want to go to Egypt. I want to go to Africa. I love animals so much, Melody. And, you know, that would be top of my list. no matter what. That would be it. I wouldn't be afraid. I know all the animals would love me. I just know it. It's just something that I know. So those are some of my dreams. So what other things do you want to do? I mean, you're an accomplished artist. You're a writer. You've got a beautiful website. You've got all these beautiful books. What else does Melody want to do?
Well, to be honest, one of the most satisfying things I'm doing right now is the Shift of Heart Facebook group with all those people, and waking up each morning and asking myself, what do they need to hear today? What words can I inspire them with? Who needs my help today? Who needs some compassion? So that is truly very, very, of all the things I've gotten paid for and not paid for, and I don't get paid for that, this is the most satisfying. And I just really have more of a butterfly spirit where I don't really make a plan for what's next. I'm very happy with Heart Dreamer and what I wrote because I feel like it's my life's work. I maybe when the pandemic is over, I will do some live motivational speaking and workshops, but I've been doing it on Zoom. And, whatever I'm supposed to do next, it's really, I'm very open. My arms are open. My heart is open. And mm-hmm. we'll see what happens, and I just keep a vision for peace and for healing for the world, and continue to write articles that are, I'll have to get an article into your magazine. I've got all kinds of articles.
Well, you're going to be on my list because I'm gathering everything right now. On the 20th is when I start. So I would love that. I would just love that. That would be wonderful. I think people need to hear people like yourself to know that things are going to get better. And I know there's a lot of people out there suffering, and I hate that. I'm an empath, and I hate it. I mean, I wish I had a magic wand and I could fix it all, not just here in the United States, but all over the world. I can't, it's very hard sometimes for me to deal with it. I don't watch TV that much because I'm bothered by it. And it stays with me all day, and that's I don't want it to stay with me all day like that, because there isn't. I mean, if I get the tools, God says, okay, Natalie, here's your tools, then you can bet I'm going to be wheeling and dealing. But for now, I have to just keep doing what I'm doing and send out great thoughts to the world like yourself. Right. But I don't, what really bothers me, I think, right now is that people are getting a little loose, and I really hope they don't. That makes me nervous because this is not going to go away that easily, and we have to always keep that in the back of our mind, but we also have to know it's going to mm-hmm. get better. Gradually, mm-hmm. things will kind of evolve, and we'll move back into a kind of a world that we had. But in a way, Melody, I think it's going to be better because I think people are going to be more cognizant of things, of people, of where they're going, of what they're doing. And I preach this every week. I shouldn't preach and I don't preach, but it's not going to be about the money. It's going to be about the people and everybody out there all over the world. It's not about that almighty dollar, because most people do things for the money. Well, you and I don't. I know I don't.
Right.
And I'm feeling really good about myself. I went through difficult times. We all go through difficult times. We all face losses. We all have to endure. But you have to come on the other side of it somehow and know that I'm telling everybody it's going to be okay, and I just know it, and I'm sure you know it too, Melody. You feel it too.
I do feel it. I just do want people to slow down and not be in an illusion that it's gone away and everything's okay, and just be in a denial, because it's very worrisome to me.
It is me too. I see some things and hear some things, and I'm thinking, oh my God, you know. And you open a door, and it's like all these people are standing on the other side of that door. Once you open that door, they're going to go flying through, and they're not going to think.
That's what they've been doing.
They're not going to think. And you must. I mean, you really, really must. Listen to the authorities on all of this. Listen to CDC. Listen to the doctors. Listen to those who know what they're talking about. This is not a game. This is not a game.
People need to listen to their highest intuition and realize it didn't go away. It's still here. And we need to protect each other and love each other. And that's what true success is about, standing for love and shining your love and helping each other out and protecting each other and being each other's
angel. I haven't been to the grocery store in about 9 weeks. And I have a son and a daughter-in-law and, of course, and my granddaughter. But my son... it takes my daughter-in-law, and she does shopping for me, and he does it for his family. And I'll say, well, gee, I kind of like to go. No. He'll say to me, no, you're not going. Why?
Yeah.
It's not time. He said, I would want to die if something happened because I took you to a grocery store and you were around somebody who didn't even know that they had anything and you got it. And something he said, I would not want to live. So I'm protecting you, mother. You're staying home. So, working from home, it's made it a lot easier for me. And those listening, there are some that work from home anyways. So it's a good thing. And we just need to stay out of the way. I just got that. We need to stay out of the way. And
that's
what they have to do. And
that's right. So I've been, every morning and throughout the day, I play my healing bowls and sing the word healing, and I imagine healing in the universe and all of that. And I feel like I'm working extra hard because people are pushing against it. You know, they're so hot to trot, to get out there. And I don't blame anybody.
Yeah.
Blame them. A lot of self-serving, ego-centric behavior going on now, and I don't like it. I don't like the way it feels. I don't want people to learn the hard way,
I know.
And all of that. But meanwhile, my husband and I are just staying put, and we may choose to do that until there's a working vaccine. For me, it's no problem. I love being home, and I have a little music and creativity studio, and I love being in here. He's more, outwardly social, but he's doing well. He feels the same way. I would feel horrible if I brought something home and killed him.
Oh,
my goodness.
Of course. I listen to my music. I'm from Detroit, Motown, and so I love the oldies. I have it all set up on my cell phone, and I just let it run. I put my headphones on and do my work, and even when I haven't been riding my bike because I can't until probably next week, but once I start doing that, I got my headphones on. I mean, music, I'm telling you, you already know this.
Yeah.
Music makes you feel so good.
It changes.
It's just like you start listening to the beat or whatever it is, and you're taken away.
Mm-hmm.
You're taken out of that. Maybe you're negative that day or whatever. But I tried to listen. I haven't listened to them today because I have a little bit of side effects still going on. But when I work on the magazine, which will be the end of the month, 2 days in a row, I mean, I had solid headphones, and I'm able to function, and I'm able to do the sites and because I multitask really well. But it's a wonderful thing. So if you haven't listened to music, you need to start doing that. But where I was born, that I grew up with all that Motown stuff. I grew up with it, and it's been a part of me, and I never got rid of it. You know, I'd listen to my radio in my bedroom all the time, and isn't it funny how you think back when you're little? Did you listen to music when you were really young, Melody?
Yeah, music was always in our house, and my mother was an opera singer, and she wrote a lot. Yeah.
Awesome.
And music and creativity was always valued, you know, by both my dad and mom. So that was great. And I just want to put a little plug in for my music. If anybody wants to try
Please.
To find it on music or Apple Music, it says Cheryl Melody. So I dropped the Baskin part, and it's just all my music is under Cheryl Melody. And
okay,
so I have nine albums. And they're
goodness.
Motown. I really like it.
Oh, I bet I would like it. Is it is it soothing music? I mean, I'm gonna go look at it. I'm gonna listen to it.
Yeah, it's soothing music. So, for adults, I have 3.5 albums. One is multi-generational. So I have Listen to the Whispers. I have Lullabies of Love, which is so soothing, and another one called Voice of the Angels, A Healing Journey. And then a fourth is both for adults and children on peace, inner peace and outer peace, and it's called Celebrate. So those four are for adults, and the other ones are for children. I have all kinds of albums for babies all the way up to age 11.
I want you to tell me your name of your Facebook thing again, because I'm going to go join right now, and I want everybody to know. I think Candy does Facebook for me. I really don't. I mean, I do the Messenger to get a hold of people that work for me and that kind of thing, but I really don't push stuff out. I let her do it. But I think when you can join something that's so motivating and inspirational, you should. And so I'm going to do it while I'm talking to you right now on the phone. As a matter of fact, I have spoken. I'm going to do this. Now, what's the name of it again?
All right.
What's your group?
So Shift, IFT of Heart, Shift of Heart. It should pop up for you. Shift of Heart. And then you ask if you can join, and when I
Pass,
see it, I'll...
Oh, I see it. You've got 813. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
just joined. Okay, cool. Awesome. So it's Shift of Heart, and then it'll be, and then it says Pass to Healing and Love. It's a private group, so you have to ask to be, you have to join, and you have to be approved. And you know, people put a lot of stuff on Facebook. That's how I got turned off by it. But something like this I would totally love. And you're with people of the same mind, mind. You know what I mean? And it lifts everybody up all together. And if the right people are in the group, nothing's going to stop it. It really isn't. It's going to be good for everybody.
I have someone from Seychelles, I think it's called, Africa, Sweden, Switzerland, Australia, you know, all over. And what I always tell people is that you don't have to be anything in this group. You don't have to do anything. All you want to do is just read all the good stuff on there, the words, the affirmations, the life coaching, that's fine. If you want to add your voice, that's wonderful. There's no expectations, you know, like I have a mantra, I am enough. I mean, you're enough for just breathing and being, and that's it. So, you know, anything else beyond that is dessert. So that's a tough affirmation for people that are, that are ambitious, like you and I are. We like to create things. But I try to go back to, you know, I'm enough just as I am, too. All these other things are, I'm so glad and grateful that I've been able to create it and that it's come through me to make a difference in the world. But even if I didn't do any of this, just breathing and being, and everybody's a child of the universe, you're enough, you know. So I try to tell people that, you know. So.
And you don't have failure in your vocabulary either.
No.
You don't. My webmaster, him and I kind of went round and round about something once, and he's been with me. It'll be 10 years. He's still a webmaster. He doesn't do what I do. Sometimes we lock horns.
He's left brain, probably.
Yeah, well, he likes to do the code. I'll say to him, yeah. Look, I know what I know. You know what you know. So listen. And then one day he said to me, well, you know, this is just not going to work. Oh, well. You don't say that to Natalie. And I said, I'm going to tell you something only one time. Don't ever tell me I'm going to fail at anything.
Yeah.
I won't. I will go down not failing. I said, so failure is, Candy's right. Failure is not in my vocabulary. And,
not
you know,
enough.
He thought about it and he apologized. He said, you know, I didn't realize what, I said, no, you said it to the wrong person.
Mm-hmm.
You knew me, but you didn't know me. Now you know me.
Yeah.
I'm very strong.
Yeah.
I just am, and I know what's right and I know what's wrong, and just do what's right. So, and I'm telling everybody out there, everybody knows what's right and everybody knows what's wrong. And
right.
You do too. You and I, like I said, are almost from the same cloth. I haven't accomplished everything that you've done. But
oh, I think
I guess
accomplished everything. It's, you know, you can't even compare. It's just we've each done our own thing in our own way, and woven
right.
a beautiful quilt, and it's going to keep on going. So.
Yeah. Oh, really? Really? And you know, before the show, she said she looked me up, and you know that I did a lot of amazing things. And but you know what? The mm-hmm. thing of it is you and you don't feel this way either. You don't think of it as I've done so much. You just want to do more. I'm not done. I'm just not done.
Yeah.
I don't know what else I can do. You know, now my webmaster said, well, what else are we going to do? And or if I'm really quiet and I don't. Talk to him a little bit for a couple of days or send him a quick email or whatever, or a text. Finally, if I get him on the phone, he told my fiance, she's quiet. That means those wheels are turning. She's up to something. She's thinking something. And that's true.
Yeah.
It's like a puzzle piece. I'm trying to get it in there just right. I want it to be just right. And I see things a certain way. I see things very spiritually. He's very... I want to say book oriented. He does, and
linear.
You deal with people like that. I'm sure you have
people
that are like us. Sometimes they don't understand where we're coming from. They don't really get it. They just like you said, it's a different part of the brain. It's a different side of the brain that they use.
Right.
I like to think I use both both sides.
Yeah,
I don't.
Yeah.
I don't know that I'm just one sided. I don't know. I've never thought about it, I guess.
Probably all of it. But he has his strengths, the
right.
stronger part, you know, and you have yours. And, you know, I heard something really amazing from somebody who's a neuroscientist. She said the heart has its own neurons. So I thought that was so interesting. The heart has its own neurons.
I like
that. It's like
that.
A brain in itself. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
I just love
that. I love that. That's really beautiful.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
It's beautiful.
It is.
See, I like to think that the heart is there and then the soul is right behind it because the soul is pushing that heart to do certain things. My soul is going warp speed. Goes warp speed, I tell everybody.
There's so much more to do. There's so much more to do. But I don't know. Can I read you a poem that's in the book?
You certainly can. I would love it. Yes.
It's called Follow
Your Heart.
It must
be for me, I guess. I'm supposed to hear this? That's a whisper. I'm supposed to hear it.
I'm glad to do it. It's for you and for anyone who's listening, that would be great. It's a simple song of living, and I know just what to do. Follow your heart. Let it lead you. Let your heart be your guide.
every single day. Let it shine a light all along your way. Follow your bliss. Follow the light you want. It will be all right. Look for the warmth that you feel inside and follow your heart with your arms open wide. What is your purpose? What feels so good? Don't live your life with wish and should. Follow the path that's unique to you. Follow your heart in what you feel and do. So that's in the book in the last chapter, and that's really how I live my life. And it's
beautiful. It's just beautiful. It's simple, and it makes perfect sense. The whole thing.
Yep.
To me,
at least to you and me,
it does.
At least
it makes perfect sense. And to my listeners, oh, yeah, and my champion is listening. I know she's listening. She listens to every week, and she'll give me a thumbs up, or else she'll say, well, you two are really good together. I mean, she kind of critiques things, and it's kind of nice to have somebody like that who can.
What's her
name? Pardon me?
What is her name?
Her name is Anita.
Anita. Hi, Anita.
I've known her, oh goodness, my first site, which was Planet Stars, everything is with a Z, Planet Stars with a Z, she began with me on America Online, and then she started working these other lines and stuff, and came back, and she's really great, and then of course, you know, I've got Candy, who's in the chat room right now, and Candy is something. I have surrounded myself with, I didn't do it. They just kind of came to me, just like you. Oh, she wrote me a note. I got to see what she says here. Oh, goodness. Let's see what she says here. Melody, oh, come on, Mouse. Get over there. See what she has to say to me. I have three monitors, so I got to move it. She says, hi. Smiley face, laughing out loud. See, I know she's listening. She always does. But, of course, I will say, show is in a few minutes. Are you going to listen? Well, of course I'm going to listen. She puts a thumbs up. She's just... But anyways, and I'm sure you have people like that around you too, don't you?
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's wonderful to just attract, you know, the right people.
I lost my co-host. That was... that took a lot out of me. It was very painful. I have her picture up in front of me, and I have my best friend since junior high. I lost her too. She's sitting there in a picture. And but I think spiritually and everything, the other lady that was my co-host, she mothered me too, kind of, when I'm thinking about it. She did too. You have anybody like that around you that they kind of, oh, you can do this. Come on. You can do this. I know you can do this. Go, start, do it. Do you have anybody around you that does that to you?
Oh, just my inner voice. My inner.
Pretty powerful. Look what it's done for you.
But,
oh, my goodness.
Thank you. But I do
oh my
have,
goodness.
I do have a friend that reminds me of your friend, and my friend also passed away. And Lindsay and I used to compose songs together and sing together. And she's the only one that really, really, I don't know, we would finish each other's sentences and knew how we would sing together and what expression and what words. And I miss her so much. Like, you just don't find people. Like,
no, and you
people.
Know, Maya, everybody knows who Maya Moon is. Maya, we never met, but we talked every day, or we texted, or she sent me little videos and all of that, and we did the show for, I think, I'd have to ask Candy. Candy could tell me, so let's see, 6 years. We didn't do topics right away because I used to have advisors on, and we do readings, and then we shifted that, and her and I decided to do topics, all kinds of spiritual stuff, archangels, angels, shadow people, everything. We talked about everything. And you know what was really funny is that some of the things she'd choose the topics, and I'd say, "Well, I don't know anything about that," and she'd laugh. And I said, "Well, what are you laughing about?" She says, "Oh, watch when we're on the radio, what comes out of you." Well, I never missed a beat. Never missed a beat. She was right. I could talk about anything. She says, "You could do the whole show. You don't need me." She said. I said, "Well, but I do. You know, I do." I think there's always somebody in your life that you are really close to, like you and your friend. You work together and everything, like Maya and I. And it was like for you, it was devastating. And I have her picture right in front of me every single day. I look at her and I talk to her and I'll say, you know, what would she tell me? Because she was an advisor. She was a medium. And I'd say, well, I wonder what you would tell me. What would you tell me? You need that, you know. You
and
need
she tells
that in your
you.
Life.
Yeah. You know, when I was going to say, in the book I talk about when I was 15, I met somebody who, he was a friend of the family. And he changed my life from that moment on. He said, "You have gifts and it's your responsibility to give back to the universe the gifts that you've been given. So you need to do that."
Wow.
Melody.
Yeah.
And that stayed with me forever. I mean, I feel like it's my responsibility to do what I do.
That was your whisper.
And to give. Yeah. Yeah. And
I have another one too. A man that used to write for the magazine, he called me. He said, I want to tell you something. Can I call you?" I said, "Sure." So he called and he said, "So what do you think about the magazine that you're doing?" And I said, "Oh, you know," this was like, I don't even know how many years ago, 6, 7, 8 years ago, maybe longer than that. And he said, "But I'm going to tell you something." He said, "I sat down and I told my wife this. I don't know anybody like Natalie." And I said, "Oh, yes, you do." He says, "No. Think about this." And he said, "And I want you to always remember this. How many people do you know that have done what you've done?" I said, and I didn't have the other side, the third side. I had two of them going. And I said, he said, "Answer me." He was a pretty well-known author. I said, "Nobody." He says, "Okay, there you go." He said, "You see what you've done and see what you're doing for the world?" He said, "You have to always remember that what you've accomplished. I don't know anybody like you, and I know a lot of people." And she said, you're going to be going on with your life. I have a feeling he's passed. And people are going to be thinking that, how did she do all of this? I don't know. It just fell in my lap. He said, "No, it didn't fall in your lap. It was for you to have, for you to take and run with it." And he said, "And that's what you do, and that's what you're going to do, and you're going to do another site." And he said, I just had the call. I just wanted you to hear my voice. Isn't that a nice compliment? I just thought of that, what he said to me. I don't know anybody like you.
That's quite an impact he had on you. And that was a huge whisper. It wasn't even a whisper. It was a shout.
Yes. He said, "You know, how many people do you know? I don't know anybody like you. I don't know anybody like you."
Mm-hmm.
Who, and he said, "And I'm talking to you on the phone, and we've never talked before, but," he says, "it's like I've known you forever." He said, he told me that too, and I just thinking of this. He said, "You could talk to anybody, anybody."
Yes, you.
But, you know, I guess. I love doing it. I love talking to new people. I love learning about them like yourself. You are so talented, Melody. You have done so much. And I want to tell everybody about your website so they can go there. And then we're going to mention your Facebook thing again. You go to Cheryl, CherylMelody.com. And she's got so much on there. She's got herself standing up there, and she's on the stage, and she's got her books. And just take a look at all of this. You can join her newsletter. You can get that. It's just such a multitude. You do so many things. I mean, I've never played an instrument in my whole life. But it's kind of nice. We all have our little areas of, you could call it expertise. I mean, I'm sure you're an expert You know, you're sitting at this huge, it's not even a piano. What is that? That picture on your site, is that a piano or just a huge keyboard you have?
Yeah. But you know what? I don't even like to call myself an expert. I'm not an expert in anything.
I'm not either. I'm not either. But it's but you know, you know that you do it good and you do it well, and it's going to come out. It's going to come out good. Whatever you do, it's going to come out good. I just know. You and I are so similar, and that's what we talked about in the beginning. You knew about me before we got even started talking. And I honor you, and I'm so happy I got to have you on the show. What a wonderful thing. And I have to thank Emily because she connected us, and as a lot of the publicists that I deal with. But, you know, this is – dealing with authors like you, you are unique. And everybody that I've interviewed so far, or talked with, I should say, really it's talk with Natalie, they've all been wonderful. There hasn't been one that I have felt like, oh, God, I'm glad that's over. You know, not one. Maybe one. I had to talk to a motivational speaker, and he's been on three times. The first time, I was not really nervous, but I thought, oh, gosh, I don't know. I mean, he's a motivational speaker, and I'm talking to him, and I'm going to – well, we went an hour and a half. I mean, we never stopped talking, and he's been on my show three times. And that was the only one I was ever – like, what am I going to ask them? What am I going to say? Mm-hmm. You know, I've had an opera star on, and her and I are good friends. She's in New York. And I'm very blessed and so honored to have you on the show. You have no idea. You've added something to my life, and it makes me feel really good inside.
Well, it's been pure joy being with you. And like I said when we first started, it's a connection. It's not, you know, it's not an interview or all about me. I wanted to know as much about you as you did about me. And so I feel very connected, and I'm delighted to be part of your life during this time. I hope we do it more and in different ways.
We can do it again. Absolutely. Absolutely. Because, you know, I had one author that I talked with her, and now we're doing a topic. She said, I want to come on your show again. She said, but I don't have another book. And I said, well, let's do a topic. Let's talk about something. Like you and I can talk about the things that you deal with on Facebook, all the stuff like that. I mean, we just opened up another world for you and I, just like that.
That's right.
Now your wheels are turning. You're thinking,
now I won't be able to
because
sleep
it's easy, and I don't have to know a thing about it either. I'll just fake it. No. I'm just so happy to be on the air with you, and it's to start back again after missing 1 week, which was not fun for me, but it's just you are a blessing. You really are.
Oh, thank you. So are you. And I just want to tell everybody and myself and you to keep that fire in your belly and that light in your eyes. And don't let anything get down. Stay in the moment. Keep that fire in your belly and that light in your eyes. Find moments of joy. There's always moments of joy. Like you said, listening to the birds, looking up at the sky, you know, all of that. And we'll get through this. Get through this.
No matter what.
Just
no matter. No matter what. And I'm putting your book in my bookstore, by the way. I just sent the code over, the text and the image over to Tony. They'll be able to click on it. And it's just on Planet Stars. Everything is on Planet Stars with a Z. You can go there.com and you see everything. The blog is there. I do a blog every day. And, if I didn't do all of this, Melody, I don't know what I would be doing, watching TV and eating chocolates. That's what I always tell everybody.
And French fries.
I'm not very big, so I don't eat a lot of chocolate. But I found what I'm supposed to be doing. I really am. And just like you, like yourself, you know you're doing the right thing, and so do I. So
well,
we will do this again.
That'd be wonderful. I think we're both very, very, very blessed to have found our gifts, but it's within everybody's reach to find theirs too. They'll
exactly.
find their gift. You know,
exactly.
It's like plain as the nose on your face a lot of times.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So thank you for this evening, and I'll send you an email and remind you I'm expecting something now for the magazine. You opened that door. You know, when you open a door with me, man, I go right through it. I have your phone number. I have your email. There's no escape, you know.
I'd love to send you articles and parts of the book. I don't know, whatever. Whatever. We'll see what it
either
turns
or,
out to be.
Either or, and somebody will say, well,
okay.
I have a man who's been writing for my magazine. Sometimes he sends me three articles at a pop. And I'll look, and there he is. There's one, two, three, you know, just like that. The more I have in there, the better I feel. I will work until 2 a.m. if I have to. I will start three days ahead of time if I have to. And, you know, and everybody gets a link back so they can check and make sure there's no errors. And it does go up on the 1st. So I'm working, you know, I'll be working at the end of the month. And I already sent all my emails and I already got a bunch of stuff back already to put in. Isn't that, that's what's amazing. I just sit there and watch it come through. It wasn't always like that, though, Melody. It was, I had to go seek it. I had to go ask. I don't have to ask anymore now. I mean, but I never say no. I put it all in. I don't care if it's 100 pages. I'll put it in. Because I'm promoting all of you. I put links back to your sites and everything. I do the extra because it's something that I'm supposed to be doing. The literary world is what.
Yeah. When I speak to you, I see certain words. You know, but the biggest word besides strength, which you have tremendous strength, tremendous persistence, is generosity.
It's me, but it's good. Some are so
full of themselves, they wouldn't even think of letting somebody's light shine, and you're doing that, and there's nothing more beautiful and special, and I really appreciate that quality about you.
Thank you. It means a lot to hear that from you, because you're so accomplished and successful, and you've talked to a lot of people, and you know a lot of people, and when I hear that, well, you know, it's just another little thing for my what I do for the magazine and the radio. You know, the radio. I love doing this. I never dread it. Let's put it that way. I always look forward to, because I get to meet somebody brand new, and pull out all the wonderful information about them so that everybody can hear it. And this is recorded, and then I'll push it out on Twitter as soon as we're done. And then Candy will run with it. She's probably laughing. Oh yeah, she takes it and she goes off the beaten path. I don't even know where she goes. But all of a sudden, I'll get something on my phone from her. Oh, no. Nah, yeah. Ding, ding, ding. Ah, my son will say, who is that? I thought that's just Candy. Because I get notifications all the time, and it's wonderful. See, it's just wonderful. You got to be happy. Okay, I will talk to you soon. I'll send you an email, and thank you again for being on the show. And for everybody that's listening, I will be here next week, same time, same station. Always go to the site, starpsychics.com, and see if there is a time change, because I'm doing a lot of people out of the UK, and so they're 5 hours ahead. I have a lady that I'm going to be doing in Spain. She's going to be in Spain, so I don't even have an idea how many hours difference. So sometimes I do them at 2 in the afternoon, but it'll always be on the site if there's a time change, but usually it's at 8 on Wednesday. So with that, good night, Melody. Thank you, and I know I'll be talking to you again, so you have a great evening, okay?
You too. Good night, everybody. Good night, Natalie.
And as I always end the show, everybody knows, and it is with this, believe in things you cannot see because they really are there. Good night, everyone.
Night.
could be who they were really meant to be, without limitations, discrimination. This world could show up.